Kentucky is often reduced to coal miners, bourbon, horse racing, and bluegrass. Oxford American Magazine has dedicated its latest Southern music issue entirely to Kentucky. And it's not just bluegrass. It's soul, jazz, punk, rock, and rap. The issue comes with a CD of Kentucky music, some new and some old. And we're joined today by Oxford American Deputy Editor Maxwell George. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
And also Nathan Salzberg, who is a musician who was a consultant for the magazine. Welcome to you.
Hi, Lauren.
Now, the cover of this magazine, I have to say, is not what I expected. There is a tiny photo of Loretta Lynn, but we do not see bluegrass founder Bill Monroe here. And instead, you've got a relative newcomer on the cover, Sturgill Simpson. Let's hear a bit of his music.
Basic, but just like a papa said, keep your mouth shut and you'll be fine. Just another enlisted in the bowl for Uncle Sam's beater.
So, Max, why did you pick Sturgill Simpson for the cover of this magazine?
We were really floored not just by the history of the music, but the vibrancy of the contemporary scene. So we knew we kind of wanted to find someone for the cover who would convey that kind of dual nature of the themes of this issue, which are Sturgill is playing country music and he is drawing on that form, but he's moving it forward.
Let's bring in Nathan Salzberg. You're the curator of the Alan Lomax Archive at the Association for Cultural Equity. And you wrote an essay in this magazine about a murder ballad Lomax recorded in Kentucky in 1937. First, let's hear a little bit of that recording. And there's a new version of this song on the CD that you've issued with the magazine.
Yes. So Lomax, who is a renowned folklorist who made recordings in the 30s and 40s for the Library of Congress, made some 70 hours of East Kentucky recordings between 1933 and 1942. And in 37, he traveled to the Pine Mountain Settlement School. And because he only got two verses of the Pine Mountain Girls Octet, very haunting rendition of Pretty Polly, the famous murder ballad. I had the idea to enlist a local string band in Louisville, Kentucky called Maiden Radio to put together a contemporary octet of some of their colleagues, drawing five other women from across Kentucky to do this new rendition of Pretty Polly.
I got goosebumps just listening to that. I mean, that a cappella murder ballad.
This is also the only version that I know that is sung by women who were more or less Pretty Polly's age, you know, by 1821, say. And that adds this very, very sort of deeply creepy aspect to it.
Let's go in a completely different direction. Who knew Kentucky had a soul music tradition? Let's hear a little bit of music from the late 1960s by the Soul Walkers.
When I saw I let your love slip away from me, I pleaded to you, darling, I was sorry for being on the street.
The Soul Walkers, what can you tell me about this band?
They were in high school when they recorded this, and they didn't last very long. They started out in 67 as teenagers, and by 1973 they had broken up. But they were able to cut, I think, four songs total in that span. That one is a little bit derivative of the Jackson 5, but I mean, they were world class, no doubt. But I do believe the main guy in Soul Walkers, Bruce Griffith, is still around.
I bet he's pretty pleased.
Yeah, and Nathan has made a good point about this particular band. They're from Owensboro, Kentucky, which is normally associated with directly with bluegrass. So to hear this music coming out of the same place.
Soul music from a bluegrass place. There's also a song on here by the late actor Harry Dean Stanton, and that song is in Spanish.
Que lejos estoy del suelo donde nacido. Intensa nostalgia invade mi pensamiento.
We lost Harry Dean Stanton this year. Found out, sort of realized early in the year that he was from Kentucky. He went to high school in Lexington, and we knew we wanted to include him in the issue. And then when he passed, it sort of became a tribute. This song he originally recorded for the movie Paris, Texas.
Quisiera llorar, quisiera morir de sentimiento.
Such a variety. There's a song in Spanish, there's a cappella murder ballad. I mean, you've broken the stereotype for me, but can you sum up the Kentucky sound? I mean, what is it that ties all of this music together?
That's a really good and hard question. And I guess Kentucky is unique in a way in that it is not sure whether it's Southern or Midwestern. Kentucky itself was this sort of interesting crossroads of obviously the river traffic, the frontier through the Appalachian Mountains that Daniel Boone blazed. There are all of these intersecting and sort of competing factors. And in the cities themselves, you know, a lot of this music cross-pollinated, in particular in towns like Paducah and Newport in the north of the state and Louisville, where there was a lot of really interesting black and white music that was interacting through steamboats. Kentucky is interesting in its geographical placement and through all of this cultural interaction that I think it's overlooked, again, as your introduction said, because of bourbon and horse racing and bluegrass.
Mm-hmm. Max, do you want to give that a go? Sum up the Kentucky sound in a few words?
Well, I would only just add to that that Kentucky was one of the original frontiers of America. It retains that spirit today, and we can hear it in the contemporary music coming out of Kentucky, too, from Joan Shelley to Bonnie Prince Billy and even legends like Les McCann, the Everly Brothers. I think that spirit runs through the whole history.
Max George and Nathan Salzberg, who both worked on the Kentucky Music issue of Oxford American. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Lay down by the water of the Ohio. I'll send on dreams a sweet melody.